From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. A new medication-assisted addiction treatment clinic called Ideal Option opened this month in Juneau, and it's different from many of the other treatment facilities in town. For one, it's a for-profit model and advertised aggressively on Instagram and Facebook prior to opening. But also, Ideal Option doesn't currently offer in-house counseling, and that has some in Juneau's addiction treatment community worried. KTO's Kavitha George has more.
The existing addiction treatment facilities in Juneau feel encouraged that Ideal Option is here to help tackle the problem of substance abuse.
The addiction problem we have is significant. And having multiple providers in our community like we already do is essential to ensuring that people get served and people have options.
That's Bradley Grigg, Chief Behavioral Health Officer at Bartlett Regional Hospital. Ideal Option in Juneau is part of a chain of medication-assisted treatment clinics. There are more than 50 locations in the lower 48, as well as branches in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Kenai, and Wasilla. The Juneau facility offers a wide range of treatment services, but currently does not offer in-house counseling. Counseling is not a mandated part of treatment. Addiction specialists say it's best to start a new patient on medication, even if they don't want counseling, and hopefully add it in later. But Grigg and other health experts say it is an essential part of helping facilitate recovery. Jeff Allgaier is the CEO of Ideal Option. He recognizes that there's suspicion around medication-assisted treatment, that it just replaces one drug with another, as in the case of Suboxone treatment for opioid addiction. But, he says, Ideal Option clinics follow the most up-to-date practices of his profession.
Our goal has always been to try to follow the most up-to-date evidence-based guideline and not sway from it.
And at their clinic near Nugget Mall, Ideal Option staff seem eager to start helping Junoites struggling with addiction.
I have a new patient here that would like to be
Sarah Martin works there as a medical assistant. She moved from Kenai to help open the Juno clinic.
The company in general, it's just what they're doing is just amazing, and I love it. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go open this clinic. Yeah, I want to go work in this clinic just because new patients are my favorite. I love getting people in. I know that sounds weird, but I just love when they come in because they're the excitement of I want to get better, and we can offer that for them.
Each visit to Ideal Option starts with a urine test processed by an Ideal Option lab to ensure patients are taking their medication and no other drugs. Martin says, clinic providers then work with their patient to determine appropriate dosages.
Yeah, it's all exactly what you need. There's no set standard of, oh, you only get this. It's whatever the provider and the patient decide what's best for each person.
In addition to individualized medicated treatment, CEO Allgaier says every Ideal Option location offers case management services to help patients with things like finding legal services, housing, and employment. James Bellardi is a new patient at the Juno Clinic.
Yeah, they said they gave me the rundown on if they're there to help us and specify if I'm having problems in certain areas of my life, then we'll address those problems and just with them, and they'll help me work through anything that I need to.
Bellardi says he's been in and out of emergency rooms and treatment facilities for years, where he's faced judgment for his addiction, but Ideal Option feels different.
What's easiest for you?
For him, the Juno Clinic staff are a welcome change from the stigmatized attitudes he's faced elsewhere.
It's cool because everyone, you know, they wanted to get to know me, and which is cool because I'm not used to that, you know. Usually we're looked down upon by society. And so this has been great. I mean, I'm usually real shy, and I come in here and I'm comfortable.
As far as counseling goes, Ideal Option clinics in other states have integrated departments they call Ideal Balance to provide behavioral health services, and they're working with the state to bring that to Alaska. Here's Allgaier again.
If I could add it tomorrow, I would, but there are hoops that you have to go through.
The process of licensing an in-house counseling agency could take 2 to 6 months. In the meantime, the clinic is referring patients out to the community for counseling. But this approach has other providers in Juneau concerned. Registered nurse Claire Suzanne Geltoff says that it's a big ask to send someone struggling with addiction to a second appointment for counseling.
It seems like very fragmented care. I think it's in the client's best interest to kind of receive a robust model under one roof, if possible, like many other options are in Juneau.
Galtoff organizes regular meetings for the multiple addiction treatment facilities in town. Despite her reservations, she says she's still looking forward to building a relationship with Ideal Option.
You know, I'm not trying to shun them by any means. Like, I think that something new like this just requires further conversations, and I'm eager to talk more and figure out, like, different ways that we can work together.
Other providers in town have also expressed plans to reach out to Ideal Option to collaborate in addressing Juneau's opioid crisis. In Juneau, I'm Kavitha George.
A federal civil rights suit filed against the city of Fairbanks has been dismissed. U.S. District Court Judge H. Russell Holland's ruling released Monday dismisses the suit filed by Native men known as the Fairbanks Four. George Freese, Marvin Roberts, Kevin Pease, and Eugene Vent allege racial bias-driven police misconduct, including coercion of false confessions and fabrication of evidence, led to them being wrongfully convicted of murder. New evidence pointing to other suspects in the 1997 beating death of John Hartman resulted in a fall 2015 hearing and an argument with the state, which vacated the Fairbanks Four convictions, but stipulated that they were validly obtained at the time. City Attorney Matt Singer says Judge Holland's ruling hinges on the fact that the agreement does not meet a key legal stipulation for filing this type of federal civil rights case.
The kind of civil rights claim is not allowed unless they have first established their innocence before the state criminal court. And what Judge Holland ruled is that the Fairbanks Four, by settling their case and acknowledging that their original convictions were valid, they had not obtained a favorable termination.
If the question is, was the criminal case favorably resolved, the charges were dismissed and the convictions were vacated, and that's about as favorable as you can get.
Fairbanks Four attorney Mike Kramer says the Four will appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court in hope of getting a more favorable opinion, but notes that's a two-year process, another legal delay for men who spent 18 years in prison.
They're used to justice proceeding very slowly and or not proceeding at all, and so, you know, they took it well. They understand this is going to be a long process, and certainly not over yet.
Kramer says the Fairbanks Four case is unique in that most other release dismissal agreements involve charges, not convictions. The city's Singer says he expects a similar determination if the case goes before the Ninth Circuit.
Judge Holland followed the precedent set by the United States Supreme Court and by our circuit appellate court, so I would expect the Ninth Circuit would agree with this decision.
Judge Holland did not decide on the broader issue of the validity of the 2015 Fairbanks Four agreement with the state, under which the men also agreed not to sue, but now say they signed under duress. A rancher on Kodiak Island says bears have killed more than 30 of his cows this year. The Kodiak Daily Mirror reports Chris Flickinger says the number of animals killed by bears is way above average, causing a sizable financial loss. Flickinger says just in the past 2 weeks, he's lost a cow, a bull, and two calves to bears at his property near Pasigak. Nathan Spoda, a biologist with the State Department of Fish and Game, says people with animals or property damaged by bears should report it, leaving a record of problems with an aggressive bear. According to the department, killing a bear is permissible under state law if done as a last resort in defense of your life or property. The United Tribes of Bristol Bay announced today its endorsement of three Democratic candidates heading into the midterms: U.S. congressional candidate Elise Galvin, House District 37 incumbent Bryce Edgman, and gubernatorial candidate Mark Begich. UTBB Executive Director Alana Hurley said in a statement that each of the candidates on the so-called salmon slate have, quote, demonstrated records and policies supporting protections for our salmon and traditional way of life, end quote. The organization also applauded their opposition to the proposed Pebble Mine. UTBB's endorsement comes 2 weeks before the midterm elections. Republican Representative Don Young, District 37 candidate William Weatherby, and gubernatorial candidate Mike Dunleavy are running against the Democrats. None responded to a request for comment in time for this story. It's 50 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport. Weather tonight, showers, low around 46. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, and Alaska DOT closed engineers cutoff yesterday for the winter season.